Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighton.tv. Our guest today is none other than the living legend, Gerald Celente. That's right. Gerald Celente from trendsjournal.com. He will be joining us, and he is, of course, an expert in analyzing the trends and knowing what's coming, what's happening next. Check out his website right here, trendsjournal.com. And he joins us to talk about the collapse that's happening right now, the bailout money, and the potentially hyperinflation that will result from all of this. If you want to know what's about to happen and how to protect yourself, you want to hear from Gerald Celente. So that's our guest right here on Brighton.tv. Just stay tuned. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the full interview with Gerald Celente, and I'll show you about all this fiat currency. Look at this, $10 trillion in Zimbabwe. Is that Zimbabwe? Yeah, $10 trillion. Hey, you want to be a trillionaire? Here's how you do it. You collapse the currency. Stay tuned. Welcome, everyone, to this Brighton.com special interview with our guest, Gerald Celente of Trends Journal. You know Gerald. He's been all over talking about this for many, many years, about exactly what we're seeing now, sounding the alarm. Some people ignored him, but the wise paid attention, and they are well situated. I think Gerald Celente is the coolest cat in the Northeast, and he's not afraid to tell it like it is. So, Mr. Celente, welcome to the show. Great to have you on.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on. And thank you for all that you do. I've been watching you for years. I really admire the work you put out and the knowledge and information that you've been giving people. So I'm honored to be on with you. Thank you.
No, the honor's all mine. I've been listening to you for way longer than you've heard some of my shows. I just got to say, you saw this coming so long ago. I mean, you know, even from the 2008 subprime collapse, you even said after that, they didn't fix the problems. This is going to come back. And now here we are. So our audience is pretty sophisticated. So we don't have to go to the very basics, but give us your take on where we are now, where I think the Fed is talking about, or JP Morgan analysts are talking about, maybe a $2 trillion injection of liquidity into the banking system. Failures are happening left and right. Where are we right now in your view?
We are on the cusp of the worst geopolitical and socioeconomic crisis in modern history. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are and how we got here to see where we're going. So when you look at where we are, look how we got here. You mentioned that, you know, I had believed when the panic of 08 hit, and by the way, I took that domain name out in 2007, that there was going to be another big crash in 2012. I was wrong. They didn't teach me about negative and zero interest rate policy or quantitative easing in right. Economics 101 or graduate school. They made up this crap. So then they artificially inflated the economy. You've had negative interest rates in the EU for what, 8-9 years? Negative interest rates? Negative interest rates in Japan? Zero interest rate policy when they began the COVID war? They artificially propped this economy up. And by artificially propping it up to fight the COVID war, they pumped in countless trillions of dollars, not only in America, all over the world. And they're phony money so the money junkies could get their monetary methadone at a very cheap price. They kept interest rates really low so they could keep artificially propping up the markets. And what happened with the Silicon Valley Bank is just the beginning.
Absolutely. Well, exactly to what you say, all this cheap money or almost free money didn't create strength in the system. It created weakness. Yeah. And now to cover up the weakness, they have to keep printing more money. What do you make of the fact that the FDIC says there's only a $650 billion shortfall in bank assets versus deposits, but an independent study said it's a $2 trillion shortfall. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's a lot of BS. And again, they're bailing out the rich.
Right.
You know what? You're just a piece of crap. You don't you lose your job and you can't pay your mortgage. You have no place to live. You're nobody. You're nobody. Hey, but my buddies at SVB, hey, they lost a lot of money. We got to give them their money. Hey, man, you made a bad bet. You put your money in a gambler's casino and they lost. So what they're doing in bailing out, and not only here, they're doing it with Credit Suisse as well.
Right.
They're bailing them out. This is a lot of crap. Here, this is a cover of the Trends Journal magazine back in 2012. Nothing has changed.
That's right.
Nothing has changed. Who the hell? Hey, I'm Jamie Dimon. Don't you know who I am? I'm some arrogant piece of my bank needs money. We're JP Morgan Chase. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll bail you out. Don't worry about it. You only make $35 billion a year. How they bailed everybody out during the banking crisis when the panic of 08 hit. Yeah. How dare they bail these banks out? How dare they? Hey, I'll tell you why. Because this is the picture that's the same thing that happened when Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple.
That's right.
3 days later, man, he's on the cross. You don't mess with the banksters. Anybody with a brain bigger than a pea could see the deal. Who's the clown that's our Fed head? Janet Yellen, as we say in Italian, is faccia brutta. Oh, where did she come from? Oh, she was the former Fed head?
Right.
Wait a minute. You're telling me the former Fed head is now our Treasury Secretary? Yeah, that's right, Salenti. Get it in your head. The banksters are in charge. You are just a piece of crap like the rest of the plantation workers of Slavelandia. We are only interested in the rich and only interested in the banks.
But it's also, you're exactly right. And it's insulting when they say that, we're not going to bail out these banks, but here's a bailout. And it's a bailout that nobody has to pay for. It's so insulting, like we're kindergartners, like they can trick us with pulling a rabbit out of the hat or something. Oh, where'd the rabbit come from? No, they're printing the money. And because they're printing the money, you know, look, I brought this today. Go to camera one, guys. Look, this is Zimbabwe currency. You know, here it is, $1 million. And it goes on and on. And then it's $1 billion. And then it's $5 billion. And then $20 billion. And then the last bill I have here, Gerald, $1 trillion. And even that wasn't enough. They're putting us on the same path. I mean, this is going to be Zimbabwe money in no time.
Yep. I'll tell you when the time is going to come. Sent $29.95. I'm only kidding. It's these commercials. When they lower interest rates. The only reason dollar's strong is because interest rates are up. End of story, period, paragraph. You got all this debt, $31.7 trillion of debt, plus, when you put the real numbers in, it's like $220 trillion. When the dollar's going to crash. And then you have all these BRIC nations, they had enough of the United States military and economic hegemony. They've had enough. Matter of fact, they talk about Zimbabwe. The news was this week, they're even getting off the dollar. And look what just happened last year in 2022, not ancient history. This is only March. So let's go back only a couple of months. The central banks had a record year buying up gold. They know how bad this thing is going to get. So the dollar is going to crash when they start lowering interest rates, which they're going to start doing this year by the end of, possibly before the end of the year, but definitely in 2024. They do it all the time. This is not brain surgery. This is very simple. Every time before the presidential election, they lower interest rates to keep the clown in charge in charge. But again, look who our Treasury Secretary is.
Exactly. But in the meantime, so they say they're going to raise for a little while until they do exactly what you said, which is they'll start sharply dropping rates. But as they keep raising rates, aren't they causing more unrealized losses in the assets of the banks that are supposed to hold depositors' money?
Oh, yeah.
If it's $2 trillion short now, it'll be $4 trillion by the summer.
Here is what no one's talking about. We've been writing about this for 3 years. We began writing about it in March of 2020. Office building bust.
Yeah.
Let's go back to SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, right? They're con artists. First, that's number one. Artificial intelligence, artificial flavors, you know, artificial. Come on, shave it, man. Don't want artificial music. They're con artists. So let's go back to the Silicon Valley bust what happened with the bank. No one's talking about this. And talking about not having the money there and office building bust. The bank busted because when they launched the COVID war, the first people to lock down, that little freaky cat with the beard, that Twitter guy, Dorsey. We write about this in detail in the Trends Journal as it's happening. In February of 2020, he was supposed to take a trip to South Africa. He canceled it, told everybody to stay home. And then one company after another, the tech geeks, the little freaks, Microsoft, Facebook, Google, one after another closed down, locked down. Go home, work from home. I'm going back to Silicon Valley Bank and the bust that's coming. And remember, commercial office building bust. So now what happens? Everybody's working from home. You got to stay home. You got all these little arrogant clowns called politicians telling you to stay home. Their business is booming. People are Zooming to work. They're Zooming learning. Their schools are closed down. They're buying stuff online. The thing is booming. It's booming. The stocks skyrocket. Let's go back to Silicon Valley Bank. Oh, all those phony IPOs, all those SPACs that they were backing. Yeah, when the COVID war ended, let's go back about 2 months ago. The NASDAQ was down, what, 33% from its high? So now you saw the Silicon Valley Bank bust because that's one of the big reasons. And then, of course, the other one is, as interest rates go up, all those treasuries they had are worth nothing.
Right.
Now let's go to the office building bust. What's your office occupancy rate around the country? Well, according to Castle, with a K, it's 50.4%. In New York City, it's like 47%.
That's unreal.
Right now, again, we were writing about this before it happened in 2019. You go to New York City back then, and I'm a New York City guy, east side, west side, all around the town, for rent, for lease, for rent, for rent, for rent. This is before the COVID war that's launched in 2020. Everything was overbuilt. Everything was overbuilt. Now the COVID war, now you have 50%, let's say, occupancy rate in America, the 10 largest cities. Now, my lease is up. Do I want 12 floors? No, I'll only take two because people are coming in only 2 and 3 days a week. Fridays are dead. Fridays are dead. Friday, man, used to be party time. Woo, out of work. Let's go, you know, have some fun. No more. Happy hours, gone. So not only the office buildings where they're losing the tenants, but all the people, all the businesses that depended on commuters. Now let's go back to the office building. Who are they owned by? The bigs. The bigs own it all. They can't pay their bills because they have a different kind of variable rate loan that goes way up as interest rates go up. Now as interest rates have gone up, they're losing tenants. Your office occupancy rate is in the toilet. You are going to see a banking bust. So when you asked about the $2 trillion, no one is talking about this. Keep the building, man. I don't have the money to pay it.
Right. So this is, wow. I'm really glad you brought that up because the collision of what you just described, the commercial real estate bust combined with continued rising interest rates for a while, combined with the dissolving value of the low yield bonds and mortgage backed securities that the banks hold, this is worse than this is like a party of black swan suicide kamikaze swans with explosive vests. Hey, but let me give our listeners your website though before we go on, folks. It's trendsjournal.com. This is where you want to go. I'll ask Gerald here to describe it for you, what else you find there. But not only do you have the articles and the videos, and of course, Gerald Celente does a lot of interviews. Here he is with Judge Napolitano right there. But you can subscribe. You can get tomorrow's trends today at trendsjournal.com. And Gerald Celente has been right again and again and again. All right, so the website's trendsjournal.com. Gerald, what else can people get as a subscriber to your service?
Well, what they do is we're the only magazine in the world, and I'm not saying this. If anybody could show me, please let me see it, that provides in-depth socioeconomic and geopolitical trends analysis and trend forecasts. And we're the only ones that do it. You can't find it anyplace else. So we tell you what's going on, what's next, and what it means, and what you might want to do. There are no advertisers in the magazine. This week's magazine is about over 170 pages.
Wow.
No ads. No ads. I've never worked harder in my life. Never, 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 never. And we're doing everything we can to help the people prepare, prevail, and prosper in these dangerous times ahead. And again, it's for the, ready? The grand total of $2.86 a week.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing. That's nothing.
Nothing. So we're doing it as the, you know, I say to people, put your money where your heart and mind and soul are. And that's what we're doing. I've never worked harder. We're doing everything we can to give everybody the best that we can. Because these are the most, again, you know, I'm not a kid. You know, I'm 76 years old. I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx, right after World War II, right at the height of free times and free be who you want to be. I've been around. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 26 years old. I ran major political campaigns in Westchester County, the richest county in America back in the day. I was the chief government affairs officer for the chemical industry back in the 70s, killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement, because all I wanted to do was make money and have a good time. Didn't start growing up until I was around 32 years old, putting my meetings on at the Hay Adams and staying at the Willard Hotel. I have pictures of me when I picked up Ronald Reagan in 1976, 2 days before he's announcing he's running against Gerry Ford and put on a brunch with 16 of our board of directors. I've been with presidents, prime ministers, and princes. I know the deal. I wouldn't know it if I wasn't on the other side. And what I'm telling everybody, we are in the worst crisis in modern history. What they did with the COVID war and locking down humanity was beyond what anyone could have imagined if you did a science fiction movie. And to prove the political science of the crap that they did, what was the first thing that people did when they filled them with fear and hysteria? They went out to the supermarket and bought toilet paper.
Right. But
you can't make that crap up. What I'm telling people, what they just did with that is an example of what's coming next. It's going to be a lot worse.
I want to ask
if we don't stop it. If we don't stop it,
how does this end? Because I mean, number one, it's clear they're going to print whatever money that they think is necessary to keep propping up the banks. So,
yeah.
Dare we say hyperinflation, or you know, where does the system break? Knowing how they're going to try to bail everything out,
it's tough to call when the break is going to happen. But as I said, when they raise interest rates, game's over. Lower them. When they lower interest rates, game's over. Game's over. Gold is going to skyrocket. A dollar is going to crash. And inflation is going to keep going. We call it dragflation. You're not allowed to say drag anymore. You know, drag anymore. I can't take it easy.
You can say it here. You can say anything you want here.
I'm only kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding. You know. Oh, we're changing the name of the Trends Journal. It's going to be the Trans Journal.
Trans Journal. You got to put a little rainbow flag icon on the top corner. Is that it?
And bend over, get the Trans Journal. Anyway, what are we saying? What were we talking about? You lost my train.
Well, no, but you make it. We were talking about how it all ends, not necessarily when it ends, but how it ends.
You know, how it's going to end again? Is they're going to dragflation? It's not stagflation. The economy is going to drag down and inflation is going to go up. Take a trip to Argentina. They've been raising interest rates. You know what their inflation rate is now?
103%.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And again, yeah. I put all this failed fiat currency on my desk here today for you, Gerald, for this interview, because I've been collecting some of this, you know, Yugoslavia and Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, and whatever. all these nations. But again, this is my favorite is a Zimbabwe, because Gerald, I'm a trillionaire. I'm a trillionaire right now. Look at that. I didn't know it was going to be this easy. Elon Musk, eat your heart out. But this isn't this the history of, I mean, this is us no. now. This is exactly where it's going.
This is the decline of humanity in front of our eyes. It's the beginning of the end. You know, it is the, if we don't turn this, if we don't have a renaissance, it's over. You know, the renaissance happened, by the way, right after the Black Plague. The people got hip to the scene. We're killing ourselves with all the filth and crap and stupidity. So what they used to say in Italy was alla Romana all'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients, to describe the quality of their work and what they were producing. They went back to when it was great. And that's what has to, we need a renaissance. Look at the crap that people eat. Look what the country looks like. I go out, you know, I go out to nice restaurants, and I got guys my age wearing baseball caps and people younger wearing baseball caps on backwards. What do you want? You're going to put a catcher's mitt on next? I mean, what do you, look what the people look like. You know, I just did this, by the way. I showed a bunch of my friends, you know, because they had a bank run now, of course, you know, the Silicon Valley Bank. So I went to Google and I put bank run 1933. And then I looked at the images. You should see the way the cats are dressed in 1933.
Oh, yeah, sharp.
Looking sharp. And now they're wearing dungarees. No, they're not dungarees. They're blue jeans. Yeah. Oh, and the women look really hot in those overalls, man. Looking really, yeah. I grew up in a time of mini skirts, man. Now you need maxi skirts. I don't know if they can make them big enough. You know, look how low the country's gone down. Look, as I said, you know, they got it wrong in the King James Bible. They said the meek shall inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited the earth. Ooh. They spelt it wrong.
Yeah.
Look at the crap that they look like. Wouldn't want to look like a Zuckerberg, a Zuckerberg for, you could keep your money, Jack. Don't want it. You too, Gates. Yeah, close the gate on you. Don't want to be near a cat like you. They suck the joy out of life. Everything artificial. I grew up at a time, man, of, you know, rhythm and blues, Motown, really hot music, people playing. You don't have to play with your heart. We can synthesize it. We're dead little freaky geeks. Not an ounce of boogie, not a drop of jive. Oh, you don't have to think anymore. We have artificial intelligence. That's where the whole country's gone. If we don't change this and come back to humanity, it's finished.
And see, you respect history. And I know, I don't know if our audience knows, but you, when interest rates were almost zero, you actually purchased an historical building in New York. Wasn't it a post office previously? Or what's the story on that?
I own three of the most historic buildings in America. Really? I'm in Kingston, New York. Kingston was the first capital of New York State, the third Dutch settlement.
Feel free to repost this interview on any channel you want. Just give credit to Gerald Celente at trendsjournal.com. God bless you all. Thanks for watching.